Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/Siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Hey. Welcome back, everyone. We have to first be mashing the bottom of the Dalam Beis. But the day of the Mishnah, so there are two lashonos in the Gemara. One answer is referring to the din of Ish Sheyesh Leves. The first lashon of the Gemara said Machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Dosa. Rav Dosa told that it's Daya Shaita, and the Rabbanan say that Shimatamila Mafreya. According to the first lashon, their Machlekes is referring to Shloi B'Shas Vesta. But B'Shas Vesta, everyone agrees Daya Shaita. That's option A. And the second lashon of the Gemara is no, Homachalikis is B'Shas Vesta. But Shalom B'Shas Vesta, everyone agrees, she's Metamila Mafreya. So the question is, what's the svar here? What's the svar why Ish Sheyesh Levest is Daya Shaitan? And why should there be a difference between B'Shas Vesta and Shalom B'Shas Vesta? So Rashi brought the Vesta in the Gemara, and in the Mishnah, Rashi explains that the reason is because a reach bismanoi ba. The reach will come bismanoi. Pshuta Rashi means the following. I see a reach right now, I see down. And I have two things to be told in it. I have two times to guess when it came from. Either it came right now, or it came earlier. And I write right now is Shas Vesta. So I can either say the down came right now, or I could say it came at an earlier time. It's much more mistaver say the time came right now than say that it came out earlier. Because anyway, there's a chazaka that a reach bizman ayba. So it's much more likely to assume that it came right now than it goes with the chazaka. By saying that it came earlier, it's going against the chazaka. That's what we say, daya shait. That's the Bosom Shad and Rashi. However, the Yenoyz Yankiv in Simen Chavov, Tzkotan Zayin, points out this svara of Rashi only works B'Shas Vesta. Shlo B'Shas Vesta, you don't have this far of Rashi. According to one lesson, Rav Dosa says, even Shlo B'Shas Vesta, Rav Dosa says, Dai Shaita. There, anyway, the Dam did not come as an this man of the Erech. Came at a different time. So why there does Rav Dosa still say that Dai Shaita? So then his Yankov answers, that based on the Ran and Shavuos, quoted also the Ran later on in Daf Tezvav, later he brings a really Taisa on Daf Samach on the base. They say, there's a different reason why Ish Sheyesh Leves Daya Shaita. The reason is because she's called a Mesulekes. She might not be the same level of Mesulekes as the Dalet Nashim, but she's still called a Mesulekes. Taisa says there on Daf Samach on the base, that Gabi Ksamen, before that, if you find a kesem between two nashim, we don't know who it belongs to, so both of them are tamei misafik. We can't know which, we can't pinpoint on one, and therefore we're tamei both of them misafik. But if there is a tzlia, if there's a reason to assume that it came from one more than the other, then you see that she's tamei, another one is tahira. So it says there that if two nashim, you find a kesem between them, and one is a muberes and one is not a muberes, so you can be tell that the dam came from the one who's not a muberes, because a muberes is mesulekes midomin. She doesn't have dam. So Taisa says there that's only by a muberes and not a muberes. But an ish sheyesh lavest and an ish she'ein lavest, even though the ish sheyesh lavest is called a mesulekes midomin, but if we find this dam shelo b'shas vesta, we can't assume that it came from the ish she'ein lavest, The Isha Shein Lavest is liable to see at any time. Isha Sheish Lavest is not supposed to see right now. She's in Masulekes. And yet I'm not able to be toilet in the Isha Shein Lavest. So the Mavur and Tesis clearly that an Isha Sheish Lavest is called Masulekes, even Shaloi Bishas Vesta, that's what Tesis was dining on. And I find a Ketzem Shaloi Bishas Vesta, I want to say that it came from the other Isha, not from this Isha. Because this Isha is now a Masulekes. So Mavur Shlahadi and Tesis that she's considered a Musulakas, even Shaloi Bishas Vesta. However, Mavur and Tesis, that it's not the same level of Musulakas like a Muberes. A Muberes is Mamish and Musulakas, and therefore I can be told her Kestem and the other Isha. Mashen Kinin Shishish Lavest is on Mamish and Musulakas, and therefore I cannot be told her in the other Isha. Now, Kapon from Tesis that she's called a Musulakas. So, l'chayra, this should be totally only two drachma in the Gemara. That if the din is only that b'shas vesta, she is, as we say, da'i shaita, then the reason is because her reach was not neibah. But she's not a misulekis. That Rashi happens to be going in that mount Amr. Taisus was clearly going that even shalei b'shas vesta, so we say da'i shaita, then makarach of the vard is that of being a misulekis. Really, we find this mafurish in the Rash in the Ra, in Berak Abayis, in Ba'is HaShvi, and Av Yudalaf Mabez, and Abi HaSefer. So the Rav says that an Isha Sheyesh Lavest is called a Mesulekes. The Nemud Varm Elin and Da'yishayit Isha Damem Watin. By an Isha Sheyesh Lavest, it's called Damem Watin. So it's like a Mesulekes. Later on he says, Av Yishayesh Lavest, Mitech Shuchar Shoyis, Pslokam Damem Amru Da'yishayit. Because in other times she's misulekes, that's when she sees Bishar's Vesta, it's Zayah Shait. So Rav saying clearly that it's because of being misulekes. The Rashi there, Mishmeres, goes to town with the Ra, said, if Ad is not called, she's a misulekes. The Adrav, Bishar's Vesta, Bivadu Domer Rav Daisa. Rav Daisa only said that she's Zayah Shait and Bishar's Vesta. The Lavishim the Domer misulekin. If so, it's not because of the Damei Misulaki. Now, other Rabba, time is from the Reich Bismanai, the Reich Enova Ela Bismanai. The Reich only came Bismanai, Veloi Ots Lavai. And he didn't hurry to come earlier. Rashi says, we don't hold the Lishna Kama. In Chami, there is a Lishna Kama that even Shalom Mishal's Vetsu, she's Daya Shaita. But Korach, according to that, it's a Gedra of Misulakas. But we don't pass that way, we pass like the second Lashon. And even Rav Deis only said in Shalom Mishal's Vetsu. So Mela, the Rashi holds the Gedra is the Gedra of Ereach Bezman Reba. So this Machlok Yishayin, Shute is telling the Chudrach in the Gemara. The Maisa Neishankim wants to say not that. The Neishankim there wants to say in Simil Chavav Sivkat Tantayin, everyone agrees that it's because of Ereach Bezman Reba. That's the Tchilas Hadover. That the word of a Ves Be'etzem is that the Ereach is supposed to come Bezman Reba. That's what you're saying to the vest. The Mela, we could say that also Shleibishat's vest, she's a Misulekes, because the Reach is supposed to come Bismanoi, so it's not supposed to come Shleib Bismanoi. Therefore, she's called a Misulekes, Shleibishat's vest. That's the Lada of that, and she's the Reach is Bismanoi. So the Neis Yankov explains, so what's the reason in the Chalak between Bishat's vest and Shleibishat's vest? Right? It's always because the Reach is Bismanoi and she's a Misulekes. So what's the Makom Lechalak B'nei? Says the Neis Yankov that when she sees Shaloi Bishas Vesta, that means she's going against the vest. This really is called an Akira of a vest. It's the beginning of an Akira. You need three times to be Iker. But it's a Ria which does not shtim with what she's supposed to see according to her vest. So therefore on this there's a Machlikas, whether it's Dayashayat or not, and a Ria Shaloi Bishas Vesta. But because there's she's now going away from what the mahalach that she's supposed to see, showing it's not this way. Because when she sees b'shas vesta, then everyone agrees that we say ereach b'zman neibah. This is the mahalach of the Neis Yankov. Based on the lashon of the Rishonim, as mentioned, that's a mashma. The Rashba's mashma is goof is the nidoin, whether she's misulekas or not. So Neis Yankov brings the Rashba, and he wants to say the Rashba means like what he's saying. The lashon of the Rashba would be more mashma that. If there that and it's sad that we say Dafka Bishas Vesta, she's Dayashaita. And Shalom Bishas Vesta, she's not Dayashaita. The reason is that only in this case can we say Reach Bezman Neibah. Another important question here about the din of Ishi Bishas Vesta Daya Shaita. That if we say that only Bishas Vesta she's Daya Shaita, not Shalom Bishas Vesta. So then, and the reason is being the Rishonim say because Erech B'Zmanuiba. So the Achronim have very important question. If an Isha has a vest to see every Rosh Chodesh in the daytime, that's when she's supposed to see. So if she sees at 6 in the morning, because until 8, I say Daya Shaita. We understand that. But if she sees at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Rosh Chodesh, till then she didn't see, she saw it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What's it in? Daya Shaita. From 4 o'clock and on, she'll be Tamei. And until 4 o'clock, I know it's whole morning and the whole afternoon until 4 o'clock, she's Torah. All the Torahs that she touched are going to be Torah. Why should that be? Haray, it's true that we say Reach B'Zmanoi Ba, but maybe the Reach came earlier in the morning. Maybe really the Reach came at 6 in the morning, and she didn't know about it. And she only found out about it at 4 in the afternoon. How could we be Matire, all of the Torahs that were here until now, until 4 o'clock? It's possible the Reach came earlier. We don't hear Rav the Yechocha. If the question is, did the Reach came B'Zmanoi, or Shaloi B'Zmanoi? So then you could say the fact that I could assume that it came Bizmanoi. Reach Bizmanoi Ba. But here it definitely came Bizmanoi. I wanna know at which point in Bizman did it come. Bizman is 12 hours. So why does the fact that I see it now at 4 o'clock, why does it tell me that it did not come earlier? And I said before a minute ago that this question is only Mount Omer that it's Bishas Vesta she's Torah. But that's not true. Whether we say she's Torah Bishas Vesta or Shalai Bishas Vesta, even Shalai Bishas Vesta, that I say that she's Daya Shaita is because she's a Mesulekes in other times. The whole month she's called a Mesulekes, and only on Rosh Chodesh she's called not a Mesulekes. But on Rosh Chodesh, she's not called a Mesulekes. So, how do I know that it was more liable to be at 4 o'clock in Rosh Chodesh than at 3 o'clock in Rosh Chodesh or 2 o'clock in Rosh Chodesh? So that was a very big question. So the Chavis Das in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet of Katan Tes says there that really that's before later on that Samach Kimel Samach Dalet that Nisha can have a Vesas for Shois. Not only does she have a Vesas to see on Rosh Chodesh, she's the best to see on Rosh Chodesh at 8 a.m., Shchedesh at 2 p.m. So that's for Shaitz. According to one man, the Amar there, she's only Cheshish for that Shah. She's talking about Cheshish the rest of the day of Rosh Chodesh that she saw. We're not Cheshish that she'll see Stam on Rosh Chodesh. Cheshish that she's going to see at a specific time on Rosh Chodesh. And she's not Cheshish the rest of the day. So even though the Mice, we pass it not this way. We pass that even if an Isha always sees on Rosh Chodesh at 2 p.m., the whole Oina is Aser. She said only Aser at 2 p.m., but the whole Oina is Aser. That's the way we pass. But says the Chavis Das, that means that it's a Chumrah. That we're Machmir, the Chiv Prisha, to be the whole Oina. But there still is a Kvius of the Shah. We still realize it's more liable to see at 2 o'clock than the rest of the Oina. The Mela says the Chavis Das, what we're referring to by us, when we say that Yish Levest, the Ayashaita, we're talking about Yisar B'Shas Vesta. We're talking about she saw it Dafke at 2 o'clock. When she always sees at 2 o'clock. Because she always sees at 2 o'clock, so then I'm going to ask her that whole Oina of 2 o'clock. And then I could say Daya Shaita, that Erech Bezman Oiba. Because Mustafa did not come earlier, even though there is a Chi of Prisha the whole Oina. But when the Erech comes then, I say, oh, it was Taka supposed to come right now. But if it'll come at a different time in the day, according to the Chavis Das, and we would ask her the whole Oina. And it comes out according to the Chavis Das. Now, Lamaisa, one could also be a mayor that comes 2 o'clock. What does that mean? The whole show, I mean, for any time from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So it came at 2:30, and you have to ask her from 2 to 3. You don't say only from 2:30 and on is Usher. That's the what comes out of the Chavis Das, unless you say there's a specific minute that she sees, a specific second. If there is a larger, some sort of a range of time that she sees, like from 2 to 3 p.m., so then I'll ask her that Oina, even if she sees at 2:30 or 2:45, I'll ask her from 2 o'clock. That's what would come out according to the Chavis Das. And that's definitely not Mashmir. If you say Daya Shaita, It means dafka daya shaita lachir. So the Beis Meir in Kuf Pei Tes, Siv Yud Tes, answers the question in the Chavos Das, Binus Lachacher. So the Beis Meir, you said, another way you say in the Beis, that Ruchishish, Lafreya, Hillel says, because she's a Lula Lirais, Reyes Amigufa, she's a Lula Lirais. Says the Beis Meir, what that means is because every Isha, her Cheskos Taira, is not 100% strong. You can't say that she has a full chazak. Why? Because she's in La Vest. She can see anytime, haphazardly, randomly. You never know when to expect her to see. So even though she has a Cheskos Taira, but it always has a question mark. We know she's going to see. And it could be right now. So the fact that I say that she sees Dam now, so I can't say Hashto Dorasa with certainty. Hashto Dorasa. I think she was liable to see Dam at any time. Still from Chishish. The Mafreya may slay Stimitami. Mashenki Nishiesh Lovest. Cheskos Taira Dida Bor. Shemuchzekasi Bein Oroya Bein Vest Lovest. Shuv Af Oisa Oina. Says the Beis Meir, because her Cheskos Taira is clear, she will only see it from Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh, and in the middle of the month she will not see. That is her Chazak. The Mela, she has a Cheskos Taira till the minute that she sees. Because it's true eventually she's going to see. Every Isha is going to see eventually. She's not less likely to see eventually than a different Isha. But the Cheskos Taira that she has is Gebait. It's a real Chazaka. She will not see until next month. So I don't say she's going to see any day. I don't, every day, maybe today. I don't say that. I say today, Mr. Tamar, she's going to be Taira. So the Cheskos Taira that she has is we call Tokfei. This Cheskos Taira. And Mela, when she sees, even if she sees at 4 o'clock in Rosh Chodesh, I don't think maybe she saw earlier. I say until now she had a chazaka, because her chazaka was a true chazaka, was a real chazaka. That's the chazaka that we could say about this isha. So the difference going to the Beis Meir is in the type of chazakas that they have. An isha she'ain lavest, her chazaka is a weak chazaka. An isha she'ain lavest, she has a real strong chazaka. She won't see until she actually sees. So when she sees, I don't have to be chayish that she saw earlier. That's the Mahal Chadorim according to the Beis Meir. We now go later in the Gemara. Mari talks about the din of a ketzem. By regular isha, ketzem is metamil mafreya. By dal and noshim that are mesulakos, the opinion of Rav Chanina and Tigonos, and that's the halacha, is that is dayan shaita. Just like the re'iyah is dayan shaita, so to the ketzem is dayan shaita. Same reason, because just like we assume the dam didn't come until now. So to buy a kesem, we assume the dam didn't come until now. So that's why it's daya shaita. By nisha sheyesh lo vest, what's the din? So the Braisa says that even if she finds the kesem b'shas vesta, but because when she sees shaloi b'shas vesta, we say that it's matami l'mafreya. So to the kesem of shas vesta, is Matami Lamafreya. It's before in the Bryce in the bottom of Dalam and Bates. This needs explanation. What's the connection? Hare Lachoira, the Isha Sheesh Lavest, at least Bishas Vesta, should be like the Dalam Noshin. And we should say Daya Shaita on her Kesem. Why do we say that? Because if she would have a Ria, Shalei Bishas Vesta, will be Matami Lamafreya, so too the Kesem, even of Shas Vesta, is Matami Lamafreya. So Taisis here in Devi Maskalaha explains that it's a Loi Plug. Things will get confusing. Hare, by a kesem of shloi b'shas vesta, we have to metame l'mafreya. So if we say that the kesem makes an afkamina, whether we find the b'shas vesta or shloi b'shas vesta, so it'll be confusing. So that's why they say that every kesem is metame l'mafreya. That's the opinion of Tesis. Rashi, however, seems to say not this way. Rashi, dear master, shim tire. What seems from Rashi is that really there's a svara to be more machmir by a kesem than a regular re'iyah. By kesem, it's more mistaver to say that we should metamil mafreya. However, we don't want to be more machmer on a kesem than a re'iyah. Kisem akir re'iyasa. Once we find by this isha that anyway, shaloi b'shas vesta, we say the kesem is metamil mafreya, So also on the Shas Vesta, we'll say we're Tavila Mafreya. There won't be, this is not called Rashi says, Rashi's Mangish. The point is that here we don't say Kisma Chomer Mei Riyasa. You don't have that here, because also, because when she'd have Riyah Shalubi Shas Vesta, we're also Tavila Mafreya. But the Chayra one could be Ma'ir over here. Big Shalom Shat, both Rashi and Tez are bothered here in the Svara of why we say, why the Kesem is Matamil Mafreya. Chor is very posh why the Kesem should be Matamil Mafreya. If the Svara that the Re'iyah is, we say Daya Shaita, is because a Re'ach Bizmanoi Ba. If that's the reason, Chor that does not apply to a Kesem. A Kesem is not called an Re'ach. When Isha sees a Kesem, she's not Kaveya Vestis. Based on a kesem. Because a kesem is not the normal re'iyah of an isha. So being that that's the case, on a kesem, I don't say on a kesem that it's called an oireach. It's not the normal cycle of an isha to see a kesem. So in Kain L'chor, that should be the svara. Why we don't say that dayashaita on a kesem. So Bisham Lafita is this that the Pshad by an Ishishal Vest is that she's called a Misulekes. So then I hear if she's mamish called a Misulekes, it's not because Ereach Mizmanoi Ba. So then we should say, oh, that anytime that she sees, we should say Daya Shait. If we hold like Rashi, that's because Ereach Mizmanoi Ba, and that's why only when she sees Bishaz Vesta, because that's called an Ereach. So in Cain, when by a Kesem, it's not Sheikh Ereach Mizmanoi Ba. Again, the heart's pasher should be metamil mafreya. I'm asking a question without an answer. Rashi Lachar did not say that. That's the reason over here. If the reason by the riya that is ayashait is because a riach was not neiba, that does not apply to a kesem. Mitzorachin. Oh. However, in the dalal noshim lemaisa din is that a kesem we say dayashaita. Dalal noshim mitaka say dayashaita on their kesem. Because she's a misulekes. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel in Madura Basra is a big question. And Hot Tenach, when she sees a Kesem Lach, so it's possible the Kesem came now. So even though by an Isha were Matamil Mafreya, because an Isha even at her is Matamil Mafreya. So we can Matamil also a Kesem Lachreya, even a Kesem Lach. But if one of the Dalai Noshim sees a Kesem Yavesh, alright, in that case, we know it definitely didn't come right now. For sure it did not come right now. It definitely came at some earlier time. So why by the Dalai Nashim, or even by Mastimus Varim's Mashim, that even by a Kesem Yavish, we say Dayashaita? Right, it's impossible that the Kesem Yavish came right now. That's the question of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says that because she has such a strong chazaka, that she's a Musuleka, and she's not going to see them, so I'm able to say, that forces me to say, that even though she has a kesem and she has no tzuliyah, she doesn't have anything to be tail in, but korach I say that over b'shuk shal tabochim v'lavadaita. That's what I say. So even though l'maisa metami mikan u'lahaba the kesem, I don't assume that she over b'shuk shal tabochim. But klabi l'mafreya, where I didn't see a reis of the kesem, I want to be metami l'mafreya, klapi l'mafreya, I'm able to say that over b'shuk shal tavochem. So it's a fascinating chiddush that you could split up l'mafreya and minukan l'haba, because it's the same shaila. If she's over b'shuk shal tavochem, even minukan l'haba, she should be tahira. And if she wasn't, she should be tami even l'mafreya. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the klapi l'mafreya, I'm able to say that she's, oh, I'm able to be tahira, that over b'shuk shal tavochem, v'lava taita. This is a fascinating mahalach here. And just put up the kind of lahabba and lamafreya. One other point here, the Gemara says that by Akhtana, that she's also called one of Dala Noshim, she's not Mitami lamafreya. When she yield Yimeanu Urim, then she's already Mitami Mikanu lahabba. So what's it called Yimeanu Urim? So Rashi says two things. Either she's a Yilachal Shonim, but she doesn't have Cyrus, or she has Cyrus, but she doesn't have Shonim. Either one of those two things would make it that called him Yigil Amiyan Urim. The Rashi Mantur Sabayis, Shar Dalet, Daf Yud Zayin Mad Aleph. The Rashi brings Rashi and he argues. He says, no, she needs to be a Gedolah. Cyrus and Simonim, both. One itself is not good enough. The Rashba says that the Rashba is medayik, so we say migili mea neurim. It's mashma that it's enough with the days, and with the age. She turned 12, even though she doesn't have simonim. But says the Rashba, the Maisa, it's not true. She needs both simonim and shonim. That's the opinion of the Rashba. So, in Rashi, it could be that 12 already, even without simonim, it's already the time that she's supposed to get simonim. You could hear that could mean something. But simonim without shonim is a chara pella. Because the Gemara says that simonim without shonim is a shuma bialma. It's not called Cyrus. It's a wart. We look at it, we don't look at it as being Cyrus bichlal. It's meaningless. That's mamash pella. Why does it have any importance? So the Maisa here in the back of the Gemara, the Cheshek Shlema says that Rashi also agrees to the Rashba. That you need shonim and simonim. He brings that's Mufurish in the Tosefta. The Tosefta says Cyrus, and the Gemara says Yimei Ha'urim. Bakarach means you need both. You mean yomim and shonim. Sorry, you mean simonim and shonim. You need both. Rashi says one itself is enough. He says what Rashi means to say is that if she has simonim and I don't know if she got to shonim, I could take on that she has the years. And if she's 12, and I don't know whether she had simonim and they fell off, I can take on that she had simonim. Rashi, the fact that the Tosefta says one, and the Gemara says the other, it means either one is enough of a hechacha to say that we assume the other one came. But in Maisa Liba de Emes, according to Rashi, Yitaka need both. That's his mahalach to explain, to answer Rashi, that Rashi Ladina agrees with the Rashba. Nagavaita in the Gemara, the Gemara says, remember, please remember Yehuda Mer Shmuel, Elif Ne Tashmish Einim Emayit. Why? Miteich Shemehuma Lebeisa, so she's not going to be Machneses L'Choyun Vistokin. She needs a Bedikas Choyun Vistokin, and because she's for tumult, before Tashmish, so she's not going to do a proper Bedika. And therefore, it's not Emayit. So the Rishonim bring you the Ravid from Balei HaNefesh, says, wants to take a very big chiddush halacha l'mayis out of this Gemara. Says, Raidit, and he can't mashma, he can't muchach, that called bedika lebaila does not need bedikas choyin v'stokin. The Gemara says that the bedika that she's doing for Besa, for Tashmish, she does without choyin v'stokin. For Tyrus, we're not semich on that. But before that, legabe baila, we're not semich on that. It's before that bedika lebaila does not need bedikas choyin v'stokin. So the Ramban and the Rashba say that there's no echacha from the Gemara Bechlal to this chiddush. Gemara means something else. Two things they say that the Gemara can mean. Firstly, the Gemara doesn't mean that this was the bedika she's supposed to do. Really, she's supposed to do a better bedika. Bedika Tzchoyin V'stokin. Even Mabayla, she's supposed to do a bedika Tzchoyin V'stokin. But the Gemara says, but we tell her to do it, and she might not listen. Because she's Mehuma Labesa, so she's not going to do the bedika properly. So b'di'eva that she finds tumah afterwards, we can't rely on that bedika because maybe it was not done properly. L'maisa, what bedika is she supposed to be doing? She's supposed to be doing a bedika tzchorin v'stokin. But because we don't know that she did it, so we can't rely on the bedika. That's one thing they say pshat in the Gemara. Maybe there's no raya that for baila it's enough with tzchorin v'stokin. And the second thing is that even if you learn pshat in the Gemara, that chazar were not mechayiv bedika tzchorin v'stokin, but this bedika is not the etzim of bedila, which is necessary to matcher for a baila. In a time that an isha is not a sukkah of a tyrus, tain of his man hazeh, that we don't have tyrus, so the isha does not need to do a bedika before tashmish, and stam a tashmish. Only bismanam, when she needed a bedika for tyrus, so they were also machayiv a bedika for tashmish. And so this bedika, which was machmas losa the tyrus, it was necessary because of the aside of tyrus, so here we find, potentially, there was a kula, that you don't need bedika tzchorin v'stokin. But a bedika which is done for baila, like hafzik tyra and shivinakiyim, which is done for baila, which is a chi of kares, so a vada that bedika needs tzchorin v'stokin. This bedika that the Gemara is talking about, it was done for tashmish, but the point was for tyrus. So therefore we have a kula, that you don't need tzchorin v'stokin. But a bedika which is necessary for baila, then needs tzchorin v'stokin. So the Rishonim are not happy with the Ravid Bechla. So what's halacha l'maisa? So the Ramban says halacha l'maisa that at least by hefzik tyra you have to be makbid to do chayim v'stokin. Her hefzik tyra says the Ramban is it's mala her from tuma to tyra. That's what machzikar as a tyra. So that avada needs bedikas chayim v'stokin. That's the opinion of the Ramban. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says he's more machmer than the Ramban. Not only for Anshei Torah, even for Shivan Akim, you need Chorin Mistakin. Hari Lamaisa, we need Bedika during Shivan Akim. Come here, we need a Bedika. And Bedika without Chorin Mistakin is not a Bedika Bechlau. It's a Kinuach. It's a Chatzi Bedika. It's not a Bedika. He says the Rashi, the Iker of the Bedika is to check out, is Davka on the Chorin Mistakin. Because those are the things that are Mayim in the Dam. So you bring it without the Chorin Mistakin, that's not called the Bedika Bechlau. You didn't accomplish anything. So any Bedika which is necessary, not only to have the Tyra, but also during Shiva Nikim, all those Bedikas of Adam need Chayin Mistakin. So you have three Shitas. The Ravid holds that for Gvayla Bechlal, you don't need Chayin Mistakin. The Ramban holds that for Hefzik Tyra, yeah, for Shiva Nikim, no. And the Rashi says that even for Shiva Nikim, we need Chayin Mistakin. So after Mavayar, what's he saying? This Machlekes Yishayinim, very sadistic Machlekes, Halach Lamaisa, in understanding the Bedika, and Isha does Lavayla. First, let's understand the Machlekes between the Ravid and the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ravid says we don't care about the Chayim Vistakin. We can do a full Bedika even without any Chayim Vistakin. And the Ramban and the Rashba say, no, you need Chayim Vistakin. The question is, what's Pshat in the Ravid? Why does the Ravid not care about Chayim Vistakin? So there are three drachim that I found in the Acharonim to explain the Shita of the Ravid. The Neid de Yehuda, in Yeridei HaKama, Simen Memvav, says that that's the Ravid. And La'ilam, you really do need B'digas Chorin V'stokin. Ravid doesn't disagree with the Rishayinim in conceptually. Conceptually, the Ravid agrees that we need B'digas Chorin V'stokin. What the Ravid is saying is that practically you don't need the Chorin V'stokin. Why not? Because Ravid holds that Igor the B'digas is that the Isha thinks about what the whether there's Mok, the Dan Boy say Mok. Really, it could be done with her das. She's made some leif. Whether she has dam, if I say makom and the chayim is talking, there's a gemara later on that gives one case that Isha does not even need to do a bedika bechlal because she's concentrating and thinking about whether she has dam there. So the Ravid holds that even though normally she does need to do a bedika to put the dam, sorry, to put the aid by say makom. But she doesn't need to put into the Chayim Ristokin, because once the aid is there, and she's focusing on doing a Bedika, and she'll also think about the Chayim Ristokin. You can do a Bedika with your mind, according to the Ravid, without any actual Bedika. So the whole Bedika is truly to be Ma'oirer, thinking about it, thinking whether there's done there. So maybe the Ravid holds practically, you don't need to do a Bedika as Chayim Ristokin, because you'll always be thinking about the Chayim Ristokin, even though you're not actually being baited it with the aid. That's the Mahalach of the Neid of Yehuda. The Chorin were not too happy with this Neid of Yehuda. But that's his Mahalach, but that's the right. The Sidri Taira, Tzimikub Sarivov, Tzivkot and Chav Gimel, his Dimon Shah and the Raivin, he says that Midah Raisa were not Choshesh, the Kaisa Beis Arecham are Mayim Midah. I mean, the Rash Matainas, that Iker are the Mamidim, are the Chayim Vistakin, and that's what you need to do Bedika for. The Ravid holds that the fact that it's possible that the Kriz Yitzarecha remind Midam, that's only a Chashash Midrabana. Or not a Chashash Bechal. Midar Reis, there's no real Chashash. Reis, we don't care about the Kriz Yitzarecha, whether they're Mayim Midam or not. That side is far outside. It's not so likely that the Kriz Yitzarecha remind Midam. Sidur Tayr is mechir that from our sugya, the sugya in the din of Nida, that Shammai holds daya shaita. Because according to one lashon, because the kaisi b'tzurecha were not minded. And Hill is only machim and midrabonim by truman kokshim. But bigger, there's no chashash that the kaisi b'tzurecha were minded. Of course, there's no such chashash. Well, it's here, there's a few different lashedis in the Gemara. So the Sidur Tayr brings another raya. The mission later on. And that Fudalid. And Misha has attachments with her husband. And then a minute later, she makes a Bedika, and she finds them. So then is that they're Potter Minakorban. They don't even have to bring an Ashram Talui. It's not even a Sufik. Why not? Says the Sidri Taira. The reason is because Kreis Vetzarach were not Mayim Midam. I mean, the rice were not Chayshis for such a thing. So, I mean, the rice were not need to be Chayshis that the Kreis Vetzarach were Mayim Midam. So because there's no such chashash, therefore the Ravid holds, there's no chiv bedika for such a thing. We can rely on the chazakas, we can rely on the fact The Torah says Mistama, there's no down there. That's the Malach of the Sirei Taira. Kideger and Tshuva, Chilak Aleph, Sin and Samech, says another Malach in the Ravid, that the Ravid holds that an Avadika Lebaila just has to tell me whether an Isha is right now seeing Dam. That's what I care about. I care whether right now Dam is coming out of the Makar. By, I don't care that there's Dam in the Chayim V'Stakin. So it's not Dam in the Chayim V'Stakin. Taka. There's Dam in the Chayim V'Stakin. That means Dam in the Chayim V'Stakin means that she saw Dam a few minutes ago. Or a few hours ago. Or yesterday. That's Dam in the Chayim V'Stakin. It's, says Riki Veger, all that is irrelevant, like Abi Baila. It's, let's start with Hefzik Taira. It's true, she has Dam in her Chayim V'Stakin. But I don't care whether she saw Dam today. I know she saw Dam today. Right, of course, she was in Ida. She was seeing Dam. Hefzik Taira is coming to say that even though she saw Dam today, but now she stopped seeing Dam. That's the point of Hefzik Taira. So the Dam in the Chayim V'Stakin does not affect my Hefzik Taira B'chlal. Mashinkin Gabi Tyrus. By Tyrus, it's not enough to know whether the Isha is seeing Dam. I want to know, is the Isha Tmei or Tahira in Dinei Tyrus? So the Maisa, she has Dam in her Chayim V'Stakin. The Dam itself is Metame. Dam and Isha is an Ahava Tuma, and it's Metame the Isha. So when you're doing a B'dik of her Tyrus, the Ravid says, there, you need to be B'dik, does she have Dam in her Guf? Because the Dam will be Metame here. Therefore, I need to be B'dik, Chayim V'Stakin. Hashem, when she's doing a B'dik, like Abi Baila, it's irrelevant to me whether there's Dam in her guf. What I want to know is she right now seeing Dam? So that the Ravid holds. What's the inyan to be boiding the Chayim V'Stakin? So we said about the Hefzik Taira. That's very, very logical, Rabbi Kivager says. And Rabbi Kivager takes it a step further to even Lagabi the Shivanakim. Why? The Shivanakim, says Rabbi Kivager, what's the inyan of the Badika of the Shivanakim? It can't be the point of the Badika is to show that she has not seen Dam at all today. That cannot be the point. Haris says to Riki Veger, it's possible that she saw Dam, and Dam left her, fell onto the street. Nowadays, that's not such a chashash, because almost all Lashim wear a beged hasomach l'besorim. So if Dam got lost, someone would go to that beggar, it wouldn't fall on the street. But that didn't have to be the case. In times of Chazal, Lashem did not wear such a beggar. So then let's say, Rabbi Kivager, if we're being Cheshish, if the point of the Batika is the Mevarer, and no Dam has come out of her today, the Batika is not doing a good job. The Batika is insufficient in that. Elamai says, Rabbi Kivager, I'm coming down, the point of the Batika is to show that at this second, she's not seeing Dam. If I know that today, at this second, she's not seeing Dam, then I can bermasa kerbe taira. I can't know, and I'm not trying to know, whether she actually saw Dam an hour ago. But as long as I know that this second, she's not seeing Dam, then let's it up to masa kerbe taira. That's the point of the B'dik of the Shevanakim. This is the Mahalach of Rabbi Kivager. She's the Mahalik between a B'dika for Tyrus and a B'dika for Baila. And a B'dika for Baila, it's not coming to be a Mavar whether she has seen, rather whether she is seeing. So that's the Indian of the Chayim V'Stakin. That's the Svara of Rabbi Kivager. Him as the Svara of Rabbi Kivager is such a good Svara that the question is, what are the other Rishonim hold? What are the Ramban and the Rashba hold? Why do we need B'dika as Chayim V'Stakin? So on the Shuvah Nekiyim, we could theoretically argue with Rabbi Kivager. I could say that no, the B'dika of the Kiyam is coming to be Mevarer, that she hasn't seen Dam Bechlal. So that's why she needs to be ready to Chayim V'Stakin. But, and as a Taira, for sure, that's far McVeigar is correct. We don't care about the last few minutes. We don't care if right now she's seeing them. So why should we need a Chayim V'Stakin and as a Taira? And the Ramban says, Dafka, in that case, you need B'dika of Chayim V'Stakin. The Shimon and Kiyam, the Ramban says, you don't need Chayim V'Stakin. So what's Mechal Pshat in the Rishayim? So there's another Svara that the Sidur Taira mentions there. that if you're just boydik the makar, just take the aid in, and you're not boydik klim mitzdokin. So you really haven't been boydik the makar properly, because not all the dam comes out straight. Not all the dam is going to come out straight in the direction to head straight out to the aid and then to go outside. No, some dam goes to the tzadim, some dam is mispashet and goes to the sides. So by sticking the aid in with your intention to avoid the makar, you haven't done that properly. Because there's still a possibility that right now, while you're holding the aid there, dam is coming out of the makar to the sides, and you're not catching it. Because you're not ready to clear and restocking. That's one mahalach that the Siddur Torah says to explain the Rishonim. What's the inyan of Bdikas Chorin V'Stokin B'chlal? Krieger quotes this Siddur Torah. Another possibility of what the inyan of the Chorin V'Stokin is of the Rishonim. That the Siddur Torah there mentions later. Also the Chazon Ish and Siman Tzadi Gimel is also very busy with this. The inyan of Bdikas Chorin V'Stokin is because when you're doing a Bdika, you're not being boydik just this 1 second. It's easier to sing down this 1 second. You need to be boydik also the last minute, some previous time that's close to this 1 second. Because the Chazon Ish writes, even when Isha is in the middle of her period and she's singing down, it doesn't mean the down is flowing out 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour, 60 seconds a minute. That's not what happens. The down starts and stops. It goes out, and then waits a little time, and then starts going out again. That's Mitzitz Advarim. So if Nisha does the Bedika, and she sees that right now, there's no down, that means that she stopped seeing. She has a Mayan Sosum. Lav Dafka. Could be the Mayan is still Pasuach. And she lucked out. Because in this 1 second, the down wasn't coming out. But it's about to come out. So the Bedika has to be boydik, not only the 1 second, has to be boydik the last minute or two. If an isha has nothing down for the last few minutes, then it's a raya that taka the mayin is sus. So how do you do that? How do we facilitate a bedika to be boydik for a few minutes? The way we do that is by being boydik chayin mistokin. When you're boydik chayin mistokin, so you're not only inviting right now whether she saw Dam, you're inviting whether she saw Dam the last few minutes. But if she would have seen Dam the last few minutes, it would have gotten stuck in the Chorin Mistokin. So therefore the Rishonim held that it's not sufficient to be Vedic just the Dam of right now, but just sticking the aid in, you also need to be Vedic Chorin Mistokin. So those are two Drachim and Achrayim to explain the Indian of Chorin Mistokin. One is, because maybe the dam, when she's sticking the aid in, the dam could be coming out and just going to the Chorin V'Stokin. So she didn't even check the dam from right now. It's possibility A. Possibility B is that you need to be checking also the last few minutes. It's not good enough to do it to be right now. Someone pointed out to me in Afkamino L'Chayr between these two drachim would be, what happens if an Isha doesn't have Zik Taira before Shkia? She's stuck in the aid, did a Bedika before Shkia. But she forgot to do Chayim Ristakin before Shkia. She does the Chayim Ristakin right after Shkia. Does that work? So if either first Mahalach Avada does not work, because the idea of the Chayim Ristakin is being right going on right now. So when she did that when she stuck in the aid before Shkia, and she wasn't biting the Chayim Ristakin, Kuvi the Dam came out of the Chayim Ristakin before Shkia. So she was not yet, she didn't finish the Bedika. The Bedika itself includes the Chayim V'Stokin to Mavar what's going on right now. So it wasn't the Bedika was not completed before Shkia. That's if you go with the first Mahalach. If you go with the second Mahalach, at the point of the Chayim V'Stokin to be also being ready the last few minutes, not just being ready right now. So on that L'Chayra, you could do that after Shkia. Before Shkia, she knows Dam is not coming out right now. Elmai, that's not good enough, because maybe Dam came out a few minutes ago. So the point of the Chayim V'Stokin is not to complete the Bedik of right now, the Chashash of seeing right now. It's only to be Mavar what was going on a few minutes ago. So that can be done even after Shkia. because that's just being mekayim and being mechiach and the batika that was done before shkia. So that would work. That's I didn't see this brought down anywhere. But that could be enough kamina in these two drachim. I'll go upon him. We have two mahalchim and understanding what the inyan of chayim is talking about. That's the Ramban and the Rashba. But now we have to understand the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba themselves. The Ramban holds only by Hafsik Taira do we need Chayim Restakin. The other Bedikas, we do not need Chayim Restakin. And the Rashba says no, that if at Kamei we need a Bedika during Shem and Akim, then you didn't do it without the Chayim Restakin. So what's the machlokes? So you say there's a machlokes here in the Bedika of Shem and Akim. It's the Chavis Das, the Mekruf Peivav, the Katan Aleph really speaks this out, the Kitzer. There's a very serious Gemachlekes at the Medika of Shevin Akim. Why do we need Shevin Akim? Why do we need to Medika during Shevin Akim? Harinisha made a Hefzik Taira. So Zell, she made a Hefzik Taira, now she's Taira. Why does she need to wait more? What was insufficient by the Hefzik Taira? It requires her to be biting more during the Shemini Akim. So, can you hear that this is the Machlokes Ramban and the Rashba? The Rashba is of the opinion that the Bedik of the Hefzik Taira was talking insufficient. She's still not Yotza from her Klal of being Mecheskas Tuma until she waits Shemini Akim and she does Bedikas during those days. Because I'm Chayishish. And even though the mayan was closed at this minute, maybe it didn't really close. Maybe it's about to open up again. The whole Shemini Akim, she's still called the Becheskas Tuma, says the Chavis Das, according to the Rashba. And therefore, you did the Hefzik Taira, did as much as you could right now, but the Taira is Chayishish for the next 7 days, then maybe it's still incomplete. If she's seeing so much, then we're Chayishish that she's going to see even after you've made the Hefzik Taira. So therefore she has to wait 7 days and do bedikas during those 7 days in order to prove that she really is Mayim Sosam. And so she's proven that on Chayshish that she still is Becheskas Tumah. So Mela says the Rashba, so all these bedikas are mamash like the bedika of the Hefzik Taira. And therefore you need Chayim Vistakim. That's the Rashba. But the Ramban seems to hold not this way. The Ramban seems to hold that really the Hefzik Taira itself is enough to be Malar Mecheskas Tumah Mecheskas Taira. The Rabban says, B'teich L'Shoinei. Really, that was itself sufficient to show that she's a Tahira. So why do you need Shivan Akim? Can you, according to the Rabban, the Shivan Akim is just being Machzik her B'Taira more and more. It's a Tara process. It's not to complete the Tumah to show that the Tumah is over. Really, we know the Tumah is over. But the Torah says that because she was Tamei, I need her to prove that she's Taira. Again, and again, and again, and again. More and more proves that she's proofs that she's Taira. That's what the Shemini Akim are. So according to the Ramban, it's a process of Tahira. It's to show that, to advise her Taira again and again, to be Mechiach that she's Taira. But I already know that she's Becheskas Taira. That I've already done. The Torah wants to give more and more levels of Taira. So Nehla says to Raman, in these batikas, it's enough to do the batika of even without Chayim Ristokin. Because only the batika of Chayim Ristokin is the real batika to be mevarer, to show that she stops seeing. Batikas afterwards are an issue that we already know that she's Taira. We take on that she's Taira. She has to prove more and more that she's Taka Taira. But it's an issue that we're already assuming that she's Taira. So because I already assumed that she's really Taira, so therefore the Rabban holds that these batikas do not need to be full batikas of Chayim Ristakim. That's Chayim, that's Ramban. This has been the Ramban for my answer, but truly the Ramban is saying it. Only the Bedika of Hefzik Taira to be Malam Yitumah L'Taira. And that's the Rashba. Chavos Das says, the Rashba holds that she still is called Becheskas Tumeya, the whole 7 days, until she finishes her Bedikas. And that comes to the Gemara number days. Gemara asks, by the Mita, Gemara says that, why is the Mita Tameh? I mean, the Mita is Eimba Das Lishoyah. Answers the Gemara that Chavrisa noises is a mimita, and therefore have like Yad Chavrisa. It's called the Yesh Vadas Lisha. So we'll get to in a minute the variety of Yesh Vadas Lisha. But firstly, by the Teret of the Gemara, Chavrisa noises is a mimita. So today's on Daf Beis, who arrived from this, we see that the tomb of our Mishnah is even by Rosh Hasharabim. Right, more in the Gemara, Nazir Daf Nun Zayin, that Rosh Hasharabim Gami Tumah has three people. Because we learn out of Saita. Saita is called Rosh Hashayachid. There are two people. The Baal and the Nivellas. There are two. So in this Chazal understood that when there be three, it'll be Tahira. You know, it's called Rosh Hasharabim. So in our case, there are three. There is the Isha on the Mita, who's sitting down at the end, and her two friends who are lifting her up. So that's three. So it should be Rosh Hasharabim. And Neil should be Tar, Midin is subject to Rosh Hasharabim. So why is the Mita Tameh? So Taisa says that it's Muhach from our Gemara. The Me'etz Leis Shebenida is applicable even in the Rosh Hasharabim. Even in the Rosh Hasharabim, she's Tameh. Why do you not have the Klal of subject to Rosh Hasharabim? So Taisa says two drachim. Number one, Taisa says, because there's Dam Lefaneinu, she's definitely Tameh in front of us. So it's not Dumi to Saita. That do we see by Saita. Subject to Rosh Hasharabim is Tar, because there's no definite Tumah in front of us. But in a case when she's definitely Tomei, so I don't have, I don't say the din, I still made some Rosh Hasharabim Tar. That's one Teret in Taisus. Another Teret in Taisus says, is, because it's something about Re'iyah, whether she became a Matame, but now we don't have a limit from Saita. The limit from Saita is like by there, we wonder whether there's a Maisa Bia. So to, by Tumah, we wonder whether there's a Maisa Negiyah. There's a Maisa Vavaras Tumah. That's what we're dialing on normally. But here, where the question is did she become the Metame? Did she become the Tumah? And now we don't have the Afutza from Saita. Akopan in the Sheet of Tesis is, with the Raif Mar Gemara, that the Tumah of Me'etz Leish Benida applies even by Savik Tumah versus Arab. However, the Ramban there on the Beis and other Rishonim, Bishitasa, that say no. And Rishus Arab, she's Taka Tahira. Savik Tumah versus Arab is Torah. That applies also to Nida. What do we do with this Gemara? This Gemara is mavur that there are three Nashim, and the Mita is still Tamei. So the Ramban offers three explanations. One explanation the Ramban offers, which Tais also himself offered this on FBs, that it could be here that Isha was, even though she was in a Mita, which was in a Kila. Kila had a canopy bed. You see Mesecha Sukkah. She had the bed where it had a canopy. And therefore she had mechitzas that are mafsek between her, she and her friends. She and her friends were not in the same rishus. Because she had, the bed itself had mechitzas, so therefore she was in one rishus, and the friends were in a different rishus. Therefore we have one and two. We don't have three together. And therefore it's not a rishus arabin. That's one possibility. Taisa says that's a big doichak, therefore Taisa doesn't like that. The Ramban offers two other possibilities to explain our Gemara. One says the Ramban, that Kama Noshim are Ke'ish Echadamu. A few women have a din of one. The Indian of Yichud is from the din of Stira and Yichud by Saita. His din is told in Esther of Yichud. When the Boil of the Nevelis is a matzav of Yichud, which is Aser, have such a Yichud because it's Machshash. Of Bia. So that's Matzav of Yichud. So by three people, it's no longer called the Rosh Hashayachid, because three people, it's already Yatza Mechlal Yichud. Because when you have another man there, so there's no problem of Yichud. Let me Yachid, one Isha with two men. So therefore, that's Yatza Mechlal Yichud, and that's called the Rosh Hashayachid already. However, the Gemara says in the end of Kiddushin, that one man is not allowed to be Misachid with two Noshim. Because Noshim died in Kalei Salaya. And therefore we're Choshesh. The Isra of Yichud applies even in this case. Mela says that the Ramban brings it, these Yishim of Farshim that say that also for the Din of Samech Tum Bershus HaYachid and Bershus HaRabim, if you have Kama Noshim, it's not considered, it does, the more Noshim don't consider as different people. Even 10 Noshim are considered like one. So in this case, you have three Nashim, it doesn't become Rosh Hasharabim. It's still called the Rosh Hashayachid. That's the teretz of these Yesh Mefarshim. So, what do we need to make a Rishus HaRabim Lagabi Tumah? So, the Rashba, in the Rashba, it's Mashma, that'd be enough with two men and one woman would also be enough to make it that a Rishus HaRabim Lagabi Tumah. Because it's much to be Mitziachin in such a case. So, that certainly would be called a Rishus HaRabim. Two Nashim are like one Isha. And even ten Nashim are like one Isha. So, you always need at least two men. And then one Isha, that would also be enough. Either three men, or two men, and one woman. That would be enough. However, in the Lashon of Ramban, it's mavur that you need three men. Two men and one woman is not good enough. Which is sort of a rav, Mr. Zalman there, and the artist tries to explain it. There's a lot of explanation. Why is that not enough? All right, in Dinei Yichud, that's enough to make it not a problem of Yichud anymore. So that's sort of what the Pshat of the Ramban is. And why is you need dafka three men? Another possibility, another territory Ramban says, which is what the Ramban himself holds of, is that Kenzan three nashim normally are enough. It's random three nashim are enough to make it Rosh Hashanah. But here we don't look at this Isha, the Nida, she can't be one of the three. Why not? Says Ramban, because she's Vadei Tomei, so she's like the Sheretz. She's a sheretz. I'm doubting whether she touched the tyrus. But she herself is Vadei Tomei. So we need three people besides the Guf HaTumah. So here, when she herself is Tomei, so I need three people besides her. She can't be considered as one of the three. We don't look at her kilo as a person. We look at her as a sheretz. And therefore, she doesn't count as one of the three. That's Ramban's teretz. Fascinating teretz. The Chassam Sofer asks on the teretz of the Ramban that how come by Saita, we count the Bayal? Right, the Bayal is also the Tumah. He's the one who's being Matame. So how come he's counted as one of the three? This is a question of the Chassam Sofer and the Ramban. So shoot to the Ramban, although there's a Sefer Bati Kahuna. There's a teretz of there's in the Ramban. Magi and the Rashba brings down this Bati Kahuna. That there, he's not called Tumah. The Boil is just called, the question is, was there a Maisa Bia to make her Aser? But not every man in the world is called Tumah. Klapei Neishas Ish. A Maisa Bia is a Maisa of Iser, of Tumah. But the man himself is not a Tumah. An Isha, who has Dam, so she herself is considered to be a Tumah. So therefore, she's Yotzeh Min HaCheshbon. But the man, I don't look at him as being Yotzeh Min HaCheshbon. To be a tumah. Well, you're not going to the din of davar shem b'udas lishoya. The Gemara asked that the Mishnah by the Mita, how the Mita is in b'udas lishoya. So why is it tummy? So the Iri said we're talking about that the chaveres are lifting up the Mita, and the Mita is kiyad chavreisel. And the Gemara says that lafir of Yechanon, we don't need to come out to the kimto of the Iri because Rabbi Yechanon says that tummy tumah babi de adam. Is like a davar sheish b'das lishoyel. To me, we do not need the kimta of Zairi. So you have to understand this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Zairi. What is each sheet of this various sinitik sugya in the din of davar sheish b'das lishoyel? So first, we'll start with the Zairi. Rashi and Tosafos speak out in the Gemara's question by the Mita. The Gemara only asked on the Mita. The Gemara did not ask on the tyrants. The range of the Mishnah. The issue is a sukkah b'tyrants. For the tyrants are davar sheish b'das lishoyel. Why do we not ask there? Say Rashi and Tosafos. That the Tyrus, because she's lifting them up, so they're like her hand. She's being Isaac with them. So they're like her. And she's the Yeshua Das Lishoel. Maybe also the Tyrus are Yeshua Das Lishoel. Mashink in the Mita, she's not being Isaac with the Mita. She's just sitting on the Mita. That's not called an Isaac. So therefore, it's an independent child from her. We look at the Mita independently. And the Mita is Yeshua Das Lishoel. Answer Zairi, that the Chavayrish were lifting up the Mita. So now the Mita is also like the Tyrus. Just like the Tyrus, because she's being Isaac with them, so they're like her. They call the Davar Sheish B'das Lishoel. Also the Mita, because they're lifting it up, so it's like them, and they're also Yesh B'das Lishoel. So according to Zairi, the only time that we have a Davar Sheish B'das Lishoel that becomes like a Yesh B'das Lishoel, so when a person is being Isaac with it. That's the opinion of Zairi. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, even without an asek, even just by sitting on the mita, it's called Yesh Vodas Lisha. Why is that? So it seems from Rashi by us, and Rashi, Psochem, Yotes, and Mabez, that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan was that you don't need an Eisek Mamish. We said you don't need to be lifting it up or being Eisek of the Tyrus. Just if the person causes this Safek Tumah, that's also called that it's Babi De'Adam, that it's Yeshu Das Lishoel. As if the person here is involved because she's sitting on the mita and she's a Safek Tumah, so she's involved with the Safek Tumah, that's called Yeshu Das Lishoel. Her involvement makes it like Yeshu Das Lishoel. Also, like the Gemara says in the Beham Shecha Amud here, when the person was putting on his talis, and we don't know if the talis touched the Tumas or the Tyrus, because the person was involved in this Asek, so it's called the Yeshu Das Lisha. Now, the Maisa, there's before another Chiddush in Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in Seit Daf Chavtetz that there are two psukim for the Din of Yeshu Das Lisha. One is we learn out of Seita, and one is we learn out of Rav Gidol, or as a pasuk of Ha-Basar, and a Basar Yeshu Das Lisha, and it's Torah. So the Gemara asks, why do we need both psukim? Says the Gemara that if I learn out of Seita, then I would think that you need das noigea umagia, both the das of the mitame, the boil, and the mit and the nitma, the isha. Only if you have das of both of them, is it called yesh voidas lisha. So that's why I need the limud of Rav Gidol, the abasar, which it says the basar which is makabel tuma is ein voidas lisha. Ha, if the thing that's makabel tuma is yesh voidas lisha, then it's called yesh voidas lisha. And before that, it's enough that the makabel tuma has das to be called Yeshu Das Lishoel. That's what we see. That we see from Rav Gidol. That's as Rashi there speaks out in Saita. That was learned out of the case of Rav Gidol, that if the Mekabel Tumah has das, even though the Metame does not have das, it's so called Yeshu Das Lishoel. So, but what's in the opposite case? The Metame does have das Lishoel, but the Mekabel Tumah does not have das Lishoel. Is that called Yeshu Das Lishoel or Ein Bo Das Lishoel? So the Rishonim point out, we see from Rabbi Yochanan by us, that it's enough that the mitame has yesh as das lishoel. Hare here the mita is ein bo das lishoel. Elamai, because it came by day the isha, so it's called yesh by das. But the isha is the mitame. So we see from Rabbi Yochanan here, that even if the mitame has das lishoel, it's also called yesh by das lishoel. That's another chiddush that's more in Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe that wasn't the Iker point of Rabbi Yochanan, but that's from before. Before Rabbi Yochanan, then the Gedarim of Yesh Vodas Lishoel, not only if the Mekabel Tumah has Das, is it called Yesh Vodas, even if Mekabel Tumah does not have Das, but the Metame does have Das, it's also called Yesh Vodas Lishoel. That's before Rabbi Yochanan. But the Rishonim that seems to learn that was the Iker Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, and Ziri argues on that. In Taisis here, in Divrei Maskil Safek, Taisis asks, now what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? That is enough that the metame has das lishoel. Hare, we have mishnayos like this in Tyrus, that a person who's tame sticks his foot near mashkim, and we don't know if he touched the mashkim or not. So the mashkim are tame. Why? Hare, the mashkim is eimo das lishoel. Elmai, because the person is yeshu das lishoel. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Hare, it's a mishnah. Now, Tais asks for a question. Tais answers that we could say the Mishnah is talking about a case when someone is holding the mashkin. So then the person is holding it, then it's like a Yad Chavri Seh. If you're with Mechadish, even if no one is holding it, it's still Metami. So Tais made this as the only Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is this point that even when the Metame has Das and the Mekabel Tumah does not have Das, it's also called Yeshua Das Lisha. So, why Tais made that Iker point of Rabbi Yochanan? The Iker point of Rabbi Yochanan is like Rashi says, that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is to say that even though it's not mamish bidei adam, but it's just a grumma, that's also called, it's that it's like from you. And more so, then in the Rav Yoh, here in Nida, in Tzimir Kufa and Dalet, Rav Yoh learns that in this din is Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Ziri. Ziri Kufa argued on this. Ziri says that it's all totally in the das of the Mekabel Tumah. And Rabbi Yochanan says that no, that even it's enough the das of the Metame, even not the das of the Mekabel Tumah. So it seems from Tesis and the Rav Yoh that they argued on Rashi, that the Vart of Rabbi Yochanan was not because it's your grandma, then it's also called like you. That's not the Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. The Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan is that because that it works inside the Das of the Metami. That's the reason that it's called the Dovrishesh Das Yishol, not because it's your grandma, but because it's the Das of a Metame, it also makes it like a Yeshua Das Yishol. And Ziri argues in that point. Ziri says it's not with, it doesn't work with the Das of the Metame, rather you need to have the Das of the Nitma. That seems to be here, Machlokes Rishonim, and I had to learn up what the Nekud of Rabbi Yochanan is. So now we've spoken about how it's Das Rabbi Yochanan. What is the Ziri hold? The Ziri said, you need the Das of the Mekabel Tumah, but when you're holding it, then it's like you. That's the opinion of Ziri. But the Rishonim have a kasha. Teizu's here. Teizu's here. Maskal kishachav reisel. It's a very big kasha. There's a Gemara in Pesachim in the New Testament base. It says there you have a machat, which is an avatuma. You have it inside the basar, and the person was cutting the basar. And we don't know if the sakin touched the machat. Was the sakin mekabel tuma or not from the machat? So Gemara says that it's called Eimud Das Lishoel. But the fear of Yechanan by us, it's called Yeshua Das Lishoel. That's before the Gemara in Pesachim, your testament base. Ask Tzitzis, why Dr. Rabbi Yechanan? I mean, there even Ziri agrees. There the person is holding the sakin. Person is holding the sakin, that makes it like a Yeshua Das Lishoel. Big question of Tzitzis. Tzitzis has two answers. First, Eretz Yisrael says, is that even though Ziri holds, the fact you're holding onto it makes it like you, but that's not enough. Not enough to make it like a Yeshua Das Lishoel. That's why in the Gemara Pesachim, Ziri is called Eimud Das Lishoel. By us, because you also have the Nida, who's sitting on the Mita, and she has Das, the Tziruf of the Das of the Metame, together with the Yad Chav Risea and the Mita, that's what makes it a Yeshua Das Lishoel. So meaning the person holding on to something doesn't, by definition, make it Das Lishoel. You need to have more Das in the story. So here, when we also have the Das of the Metame, that makes it like Yeshua Das Lishoel. Pashing in there in the Gemara of Pesachim is referring to a Machat. So there's no Das of the Metame, so it's Eimud Das Lishoel. That's the Teretz of Tzitzis. The first Teretz. The second Teretz of Tzitzis says that our case is different because the Chaverus are also Mekabel Tum. Because the Chaverus are lifting up the Mita, and they are Noisei Asanida, so they'll also be Mekabel Tumah. Only in this case, Ziri says that we care about the fact that it's in their hand. So Mekabel explains that in this Teretz, Teretz was Chaiser entirely. There's no Maila Bichlal of holding something in your hands that makes it like you. With that, the Rashi learned the Gemara, and Teretz originally learned the Gemara. And the Isha that's Asuka B'Tarah, she's holding that makes it like her. No, there's no such words. It's an entirely different Yisrael in the Sugya of Ziri. The reason we call it a Yeshua Das Lishoel, this Mita, is because it's the same Shaila as the Chaveres. We have two things that are Nizamnu Lepundak Echad. The Chaveres holding the Mita, so it's there's two things are totally whether the Isha Tap is Tameh. What's the din of the Mita, and what's the din of the Chaveres? Both of them are mamish the same Shaila. So because the Chaveres are called Yeshua Das Lishoel, and they have the same Shaila as the Mita, the male of the Mita is also called the Yeshua Das Lishoel. But there's no intrinsic mile of holding things down if he's Ziri Bichlal. That's your creator explains Pshat and Tesis. Person who was in our Mishnah, that the Isha is a Sukkah B'Tyrus. So it's not because she's holding them that makes the Tyrus like Yeshua Das Lishoel. But because the Tyrus have the same thing as the Isha. The Isha herself is Yeshua Das Lishoel. So Mela, so because the Shail is negated to her, and she's the Yeshua Das Lishoel, so Mela, the Tyrus are also called the Yeshua Das Lishoel. That is the second Aristotesis, the Hezbollah of Rabbi Kiva Eger. One last point on the sin of Yeshua Das Lishoel is Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Zayin Sharav Satuma, and a person is pouring from one barrel to another barrel, water, fruits, whatever he's pouring. And then in the bottom barrel, he finds a sheretz. And there are still tyrants in the top barrel. So the top barrel is tar. Why is the top barrel tar? It says, the things that are there are still tar. We don't assume the sheretz was here in the barrel on top, and you pour it to the bottom. Right? We only assume that it's in the bottom barrel. Why is that, says the Rambam? Because the time d'aro is davar she'en mudas lishoel. Tyrus there, the Paris, the Mayim. Davar she'en mudas lishoel, and that's why it's Torah. Asks the Ravid, it's a subject from Abba B'deyoda. The person is holding on to the barrel. So Mimela, the Tyrus, have the same thing as the person. And if the person is Yeshua Dasi Shoel, also the Tyrus are Yeshua Dasi Shoel. How can the Rambam Paskins that it's called Kein Mudasi Shoel? So there are numerous drachim in the Achronim. I had explained this Rambam. So just to mention two quickly. So one is Reb Chaim in the stencils. I need the Dalet. Says Reb Chaim takes out of a Mishnah and Edius that if the Shaila is only Nisoirer, a Yedei, a Yeshu Lisho, Das Lisho, and Emu Das Lisho be together. Only because of both of them do we have a Shaila. So do we go to Kula? We look at it like an Emu Das Lisho? Or do you go to Chumar and look at it like a Yeshu Das Lisho? So Reb Chaim ends up shouting the Mishnah and Edius that it's considered like an Emu Das Lisho. Because the Shaila is only in its mitzir of both of them together, so it has zin of an Einbo Das Lishael. Mela says Rav Chaim, that here in this case it's true, the Rambam Betzim agrees to the Raivit, and the Chomis on top is considered like a Yeshbo Das Lishael. But because it's only, the subject is inspired from the fact that you find the Sheretz in the Chomis on bottom, and there's an Einbo Das Lishael, the Chomis there is on the floor, so because the Shaila comes only, they both of them together, so it has a din of an Einbo Das Lishael. That's why he learns Shad in the Rambam. The Chazon Ish says another Malach in the Rambam. The Chazon Ish in Evan Ezra Simon Peis of Katan Tes says that all the cases that we have of a Sovek Tumah Babi Deyodom, it's called the Yeshua Das Lishoel, is that the Nidan was there when you're holding on to it. Here, when the Isha was sitting on the Mita, so there's a Shail about the Mita. What's at the end of the Mita? We only were in this ire of the Shaila later on when she saw down. But the Shaila was when she was sitting on it, she definitely had a sitting on a meat and she's a suffix nida. Masha'im Kane, in this case, in the Rambam, person is pouring things from a chavis. We don't see any srach, reyes of tumah in the chavis. We only find the tumah in the bottom barrel. But in the top barrel, we didn't find anything wrong. So there's no suffix tumah babi deyodah. I don't look, the fact the person is holding on to it doesn't make it like a Yeshua Dasi Shoel. The connection to the person is not mitzad a suffix. I don't see a suffix on what the person is holding on to. The time the person is holding on to it, there's no remnants of tumah. So therefore we don't look at like this case, like a suffix tumah babi deyodom to be considered like a Yeshua Dasi Shoel. I've gone for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.